Good morning, church. It's very, very exciting for us to be here. I was telling the first service that it is actually a better time for us coming this time because it's not as cold as the last time. The last time I was freezing. But yesterday, it was a lot warmer. It was cold, but a lot warmer than the last time that we're here. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's exciting for us to be here, and I want to say thank you for loving us as a church. You have supported our ministry, and because of what you do, we get to do what we do back home. The video talks about child sponsorship, as you've heard. We do a number of ministries back home. And child sponsorship is one of them. The other one is leadership development. We equip leaders, and then we also plant churches. We have planted churches that have planted churches that are planted churches. And you sponsor some of those churches that some of the pastors that are planted churches. We want to say thank you for loving us. And today, as your pastor will let you know, you have the opportunity of getting involved in the life of a child. Here in Canada, we partner with Church of the Rock. They started an organization called World Focus. And through World Focus, you can actually help a child find an opportunity in life. So please pray about it. And if the Lord leads you to walk with us, please walk with us that beautiful journey. You know, there's a picture of a young man there. His name is Roger. So Roger came to us very long time ago as an orphan. And this orphaned young man, he joined our program. My wife was leading the program at the time. He went through our school. He ended up going to university. He became a medical doctor. He got married. He's now an elder in one of our sister churches. He actually went back to school. He's now a professor teaching gynecology in the university. So every time I see Roger, I say, God, you are amazing. From a hopeless situation to become a leader that is changing the world. So it's beautiful out there. Okay, I have a message for us today, and the message I have is living a missional life. That's the message I have for us today, leading a missional life. In other words, living as a missionary in life. You know, God has called every one of us to be that kind of a person. But you know, the God who called us to live a missional life, He Himself is a missionary God. He is a missionary God. Let me pray for us before I share the word. Father, I pray that you speak to us. I pray that, God, you give us a word of encouragement today that, Lord, we will be missionaries even today in our generation amongst our people. Speak to us, encourage us, and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Living a missionary life or a missional life. You know, every time I think about God, I'm reminded about the book of Genesis, where God created Adam and Eve and He said, go on the earth, lead my creation, multiply, fill the earth, have dominion. But somewhere along the way, you know what happened. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And when they did, it was a very, very big disappointment to God. But do you remember that God came down in the garden and He said, Adam, where are you? Where are you, Adam? God came from the heavens coming to look for Adam. Because God is a missionary God. We also reminded that God calls Abraham and says, Abraham, I want you to go I'm going to send you. And through your life, I am actually going to bless the world. In other words, he's saying, Abraham, you are going to be my agent of bringing life and hope to the world. But not only that, we find in the book of John chapter 20 and verse 21, Jesus saying to the disciples, as my Father has sent me, I send you. Now, what do we see from that portion of scripture? What we see is Jesus came down, went in the womb of a woman, grew up and lived among us. And at the end of his living among us, showing us who God is and the love of God, God, through Jesus, brought people back to himself. So now the Father and the Son, they send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to work among us. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit sends us human beings to actually be missionaries on the earth. So what does it mean to be a missionary on this planet? Every time we think about missionaries, we think about, I come from Africa, we think about David Livingstone. I know many of you have ever heard about him. A man who came all the way from England in dark Africa. And he walked, taking the gospel to a people who never knew anything. That's what we think about missionaries. And for sure, they were missionaries. The country where I come from, we also had missionaries. They came in 1877, actually. That's when they came. They found my people, they could not read, they could not write. Our people used to worship the gods of the mountains and the valleys and the lakes. They could not speak this language that I speak today. Our language was not written. That is how missionaries found us long time ago. Then they said, no, these people need to know the God that we know. So what did they do? They taught our people how to read and to write. They made our language to be written. They translated the Bible from English to the local language. And they also started schools. And today I can speak this language that you speak because the missionaries came. They immersed themselves in our culture. They learned our language. And they walked among us, our people. That's what missionaries did. Now today, God wants you to be a missionary. But it's a different kind of a missionary. To be a missionary amongst your very own people. That's what God is calling you and me to be. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, says that you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. So what does that mean? What that means is that God wants you to be salt and light where you live, where you work, in your community, if you're a student in your school, God wants you to be the light in that community. There's a reality that we all have to accept. We work with people who are struggling. Some of these people are addicted to drugs. Some of these people are alcoholic. Some of these people are broken marriages or struggling marriages. Some of these people have got struggles in their finances. Some of them are sick. Some of them are depressed. Some of them are hopeless. Those are the people among us whom we live. And Jesus one day changed your life. He made you who you are today. You are different because of what God did in your life. And what is he saying? Can you become a voice to those people that they may also enjoy the life that you are enjoying today? And the motivation of us doing that is because of what we experienced. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14, the Bible says, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died." Christ's love compels us. For God so loved you and me that he changed us. I remember where I came from. I know who I was. I was far away from God. I was a spoiled young man. And I had caught all the habits that you can imagine. Then a friend of mine shared the gospel of Jesus Christ with me. And I realized that I needed the saving power of Jesus. And from that day, I became what I am today. And I believe it happened to you like it did to me. That's why verse 20 says this: "We are Christ's ambassadors." An ambassador is a person who takes what they experienced to another country. We are Christ's ambassadors. And he says, because of that, because of the love of Jesus, we appeal to you. That's the compelling that we read about. We appeal to you that you be reconciled. So what moves us is what we experienced. I experienced the love of God. I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be in Canada today, but God did so much in my heart and he changed me and even gave me a calling and he gave me a purpose for life. So when you know where you came from, you can't keep quiet about it. You have to share what you experienced. So what is the characteristic of a missionary? Your relationship with God. You know, when a person has Jesus, you can see it. You can know it. They are different. They are not like other people. They are rooted in Jesus. So it's our life that we take. It's our life. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. So when you're connected to Jesus, naturally you can connect other people to Christ. A missionary shares their faith, where they are, where they work, and in their community. I want to ask you a question I asked the first service. I don't know how you do in the second service today. Now, by the way, for your information, in Africa, we do a lot of interaction in our preaching. So can you help me and interact with me today? Can you help me and ask your neighbor, the one you're seated with today, do your neighbors know that you are a Christian? Please ask. Okay, let's change the question. Do your neighbors know where you go to church? Thank you very much. Thank you. Do you know that many, many times people don't even know where you go to church. And yet, they are your neighbors. The Western world is kind of different from Africa. Long, long time ago, in the church where I grew up, there's this lady who went to the UK and lived there. She got sick and she actually died. Day one, day two, day three, day four, the neighbors didn't know that the woman next door died until a very big foul smell went through somehow. So the neighbors called the police and said, "We don't see the neighbor, but there's a smell." She had died for more than a week and no one knew. That cannot happen where I come from. Everyone is everywhere. Everyone is everywhere. You will know. Why? Because society here has become very individualistic. I mind about my business. I don't mind about the next door neighbor's business. But God has called us to be our brother's keepers, to share with our neighbors where we come from, who changed our lives. People are going through stuff. So God is calling us to be missionaries amongst them, to live our life in such a way that people see us and say, I want to be like so-and-so. The way they treat their children is actually unique. What happened to them? We need to live our Christian life publicly. I tell people back home that the people at work need to know where you go to church. They need to know your faith. And people say, "I'm shy, I can't speak." Do you know what I tell them? Just find a way of how to speak. Buy a very big Bible and put it on the desk. Then people say, "What is that?" You say, "Oh, that's a Bible." "Oh, you're a Christian." "Yes. By the way, I go to Freedom." "Oh, where is that? Or what is that?" Find a way of engaging with your community. Now, there's a portion of scripture which we find in the book of Colossians chapter 4. It actually summarizes three ways in which we can live a missional life. Paul says in verse 2, Colossians chapter 4, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open to us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on the account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. Conduct yourself wisely towards the outsiders, making the best use of time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." Very interesting portion. The first thing we find in that, Paul is in prison. And he's asking the people out there, "Please pray for me, that I may get the opportunity to share my faith." Now, this is a man in prison. So he's saying, "I want to get the opportunity." Otherwise, whenever someone comes, maybe to bring me food or to ask me anything, as I'm in my prison cell, I want to share my faith. So he's saying, "Pray for me." So a missional life is a life of prayer. "Lord, I pray for opportunity. I pray that I will discern how to approach this situation. I want to pray that I'll be bold, because when I'm bold, I'm more able to share my faith. So a missional life is a life where you pray that God will give you the opportunity to share. The second one is living among us, the people. What I found when we accept Jesus, when we have just become believers, we still have so many friends who are unbelievers, so we can easily share our faith. But the longer you stay in the faith, the longer, the more you have more Christian believers than non-Christian believers. So we become closed in, and we don't have the opportunity to connect with non-believers. But you know what? God wants us to stay connected. Don't live like them, but live among us them. So he says, conduct yourself wisely among us the outsiders. So to live a missional life means that we need to live distinct lives with the outsiders. Very intentional in our faith. Meaning that as I live in such a way that my faith is shared with other people. That's what a missional life is. I begin conversations that will lead people to know what my faith is all about. In my neighborhood, I live in such a way that people know that I'm a believer. Very intentional. I use my platform. If you're working and you're given opportunity to make a speech, start by saying, by the way, can we pray about this? I know society may not want it, but it's important for us to do that. You know, in our church, we have a young man. His name is called Joseph. Joseph studied and went to school to be a teacher. But he decided to start a ministry to help young men, young boys and girls who have not had the opportunity in life. So he helps them to find their skills and use their skills. So sometime back, he came to my office and said, Pastor, you're a pastor, but you don't know your people. I asked, what do you mean? He said, there are so many broken people in your community, but you don't know them. He said, there are people who are on drugs in your community. He said, there are people who don't have a place to stay, but they're here. He said, the little ministry he started has enabled him to go into the community. And I didn't believe him until when COVID hit. Because when COVID hit, I realized that everyone is locked up. So I decided to walk. And I went with one of our ministers and we walked in the poorer part of our community. I could not believe what was going on there. People who didn't have what to eat, but not only that, a family of mom and dad with four children living in a tiny little room. And I said, many of these people, you see them coming to church and they look sharp and smart, but look at where they come from. Broken. Let me tell you this. There are people that you work with that smile, but when they go home, they are living in hell. There are people whose families are broken, and yet they're our neighbors. So a missionary lives an intentional life, but not only intentional, but a sacrificial life. I use what I have to serve them. I take time to pray with them. You sacrifice the little that you have. You share what you have, because that's what God has called us to do. And finally, he said, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that they may know
how you ought to answer each person. A missionary does not only live a good life, but also opens their mouth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Every one of us here has a testimony. God has done something in your life. There is someone who needs to hear that testimony. There is a place where God took you from. There are people who need to hear that. God is challenging us. Share your testimony. Tell people the good news of where Jesus took you from. God is calling us to be missionaries in our world today. Let me pray for us. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here today. What an opportunity, Father, to be light and salt in our planet today. Father, we know that we have neighbors, we have co-workers, we have friends who don't have what we have. Lord, I pray that you help us to live a life that will honor you among us them. Take away the fear and give us the courage to share our faith in Jesus' name. God bless you.